Good evening and welcome to this Holy Week meditation, which sadly this year has to be online. Let me begin by reading from Hebrews chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The verse that stands out is, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. What for Jesus was joyful about the cross? It's hard to see how the unimaginable suffering concentrated in those 6 hours on the cross could in any way have been considered joyful. But let's first of all consider the great depth of his suffering. Well, what did his suffering consist of? In Isaiah 53, the prophet explains that Christ would take upon himself the pain and suffering that we deserve for our sins, that he would suffer and die in our place. We read, he was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Yes, he suffered in our place. So we can now see what his suffering consisted of. It consisted of the punishment that we deserve for our sinfulness. But what do we deserve for our sins, for our rebelliousness, our disobedience, or our indifference towards him? We deserve spiritual death, an eternity of suffering in hell. This was a warning God gave to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, if they disobeyed him. So, during those dark hours on the cross, Jesus' suffering consisted of the equivalent of an eternity in hell deserved not only by me and you, but by all who would put their trust in his death for their salvation. That helps us to better appreciate what Jesus was about to endure on the cross. Indescribable agony. And it isn't something to be joyful about. So let's come back to the verse. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. If it wasn't the suffering on the cross that was a joy set before him, what was it? It's possible that it was the anticipation of coming through the other side and being reunited with his Father. That's quite reasonable. But more than that, surely it was the joy of contemplating all those billions who, through trust in his death on the cross, would be saved from condemnation and dwell with him in heaven for eternity. He endured all that for the sake of bringing inestimable joy and happiness to all his children, to us and all who put their trust in him. For these, he secured the ultimate fulfillment of the human race, which is happiness and bliss for all eternity. That was what enabled him to endure, to secure all that for us and for so many others. And that also was a measure of his love for us, because he went to the cross knowingly and willingly for our sake. And what should our response be when we consider what he endured for our sake, out of love? An answer lies in the next verse of our reading from Hebrews, which is, "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." What Christ endured for us, and why, should encourage us to persevere in our discipleship and witness, realizing his amazing love in securing our salvation, keeping the joy of going to our eternal home set before us. Paul was one who did this. We read in Acts 20, "And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Let's pray. O God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son who, securing for us our salvation, amazingly endured the cross with joy. As we, during this Holy Week, recall all that he suffered, may we not be weary in doing good, nor weary in enduring the trials of self-isolation, not losing heart. And may we all look forward with joy to celebrating his glorious resurrection on Easter Day. We ask this in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we will now close by listening to a hymn which I always have for our meditations, "On the Cross." Three verses. The beginning of the first verse, on the cross, where the King of Glory died." The second verse begins with, at the cross, all my sin on Jesus laid." And the third verse begins, to the cross, Spirit, lead me to the cross." Here is grace, here is love. May God bless us all until we're able to meet together again. Amen.